T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Longtime head coach at Auburn, now with UCF, Gus Malzahn with us. Coach, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you with us, and obviously it was we're all excited about the Browns draft, and one of the guys we're very excited about is a guy you know well, the Browns' third-round pick, Anthony Schwartz. What can you tell? We've seen the on-the-field stuff, but what can you tell us about Anthony Schwartz off the field?
Yeah, well, first of all, he's a superhuman being. Got a great family. You know, he's a guy that just an unbelievable worker, loves to practice, desperate to get better, and he's got winner all through him. So I think y'all got a big time player that's going to get nothing but better the more experience he gets.
How much was it in the tug and pull with the track team and his track and field career and trying to balance that out?
Yeah, you know, he was Freddie ran a 10-1 or something crazy like that coming out of high school, and he had dreams to run in the Olympics, and so he was going to run track for us and play football, you know, and really it worked out really well the first year or so, and he just started going to the football side and you know, wanted to have the dream of playing the NFL, but he's a football player, make no mistake. I mean, I know a lot of times early on in his career, he's a track guy trying to play football, but I think it's just the opposite. I mean, he's a football player. He's improved every year. He's a big-time special teams guy, too. He was probably our best special teams guy, covering kicks and doing things like that. So a lot of value that he can bring.
We're talking with Gus Malzahn, the head football coach now at UCF, formerly with Auburn. Coach, I know he worked out with Randy Moss some this offseason, and Randy Moss had said something about him that, like, he's so fast, he almost needs to slow down a little bit. What do you think Randy Moss means by that?
Well, of course, Randy's a veteran. He knows exactly what he's talking about. You know, Schwartz, he's super fast. He's got the wow factor. I mean, you can just go out and watch practice, and, you know, he can run a couple routes, and he's got more acceleration than anybody else. And so it's just a matter of him – improving, you know, coming in out of his breaks, he's improved every year. He's improved his hands. So I think it's just a veteran NFL guy who has given guys some wisdom. And I said this, that, you know, Schwartz's best days are ahead of him. And because of his work ethic, he's improved each year. And like I said, I think Cleveland's getting a big-time football player. And I think he'll get better with his route running and everything that goes with it each year.
Yeah, and here he'll have a chance to grow, too, because it's a crowded receiver room as it already is. So there's no pressure on him to go immediately and have a massive impact. But you mentioned special teams. Any chance you think at the NFL level he could return kicks, return punts, and contribute that way?
Well, I think returning kickoffs for sure. There's no doubt he's done some of that. But he is an unbelievable gunner. I mean, he was one of the best gunners I felt like in the SEC last year. Very good on the kickoff team. He'll tackle. He's got great courage. He's a physical guy, too. You know, even though he looks kind of skinny and all that, he's wiry, strong, and got a lot of courage to him. So, you know, he'll definitely help on special teams.
We're talking with Coach Gus Malzahn. Coach, how's the transition going for you personally now being with UCF?
I tell you what, it's gone great. This is a super place. You know, they've won a lot of football games before I got here. You know, they played in three New Year's Six games in the last 8 years and won two of them. So I'm coming into a program I really feel like is on the rise, and I think we got a chance to be really, really good here in the future.
You know, I'm curious. There's been talk. You know, we personally as fans have been advocates for expanding the college football playoff, and not too huge, but there's been talk of 6 or 8, and now recently there's been talk of maybe 12 teams. You know, has your perspective on that maybe changed now, going from Auburn to UCF, or how do you feel about an expanded college football playoff?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like at Auburn it needed to expand. I mean, you're looking at, the same 2 or 3 teams every year, and I think what's best for college football is expanding, whether it's 8 or whether it's 12. I just think it's best for college football, and I felt that way at Auburn, and obviously I feel that way now, and I think if you give more people opportunities, I think you'll see some really good things happen. So that's what we're hopeful, and I think it's going to happen pretty quick. You know, I said that probably about 3 or 4 months ago, but now you see the momentum starting to build, and, you know, there's big-time bowls that no longer have relevance, and it's not important. You see big-time players opting out of these bowls that used to be great bowls. So I think it's just a win-win, you know, in all those areas by expansion with the teams in the playoffs.
Coach, I got to take it back to the SEC for just a minute here. Mac Jones, 15. What did you think about that selection, and what kind of player are they getting for the NFL?
Yeah, I was real impressed with Mac, and probably his accuracy more than anything. I mean, he made some really good throws against us really the last 2 years. You know, I know he had really good players around him, but he also made some really good plays. So I think he's a very solid quarterback, you know, as far as that goes.
Coach, another player the Browns drafted that you obviously had to compete against in the SEC, Richard LeCount, the safety from Georgia. Browns took him in the 5th round. What was your impression of him from the opposing sideline?
Yeah, you know, it felt like he was in the SEC for 10 years. I mean, he was one of those guys. He gave us fits, and really surprised me that he went that late. I thought he was one of the better safeties in our league the last 2 or 3 years. He's a tough guy. He's a smart guy. You know, and I felt like he was one of the better safeties. So that's I think y'all got a really good one at that spot.
I got to take it back to Anthony Schwartz just for a moment, though, because, you know, Adam mentioned the workouts with Randy Moss. How did that come to be? Is that Anthony reaching out? Is that you setting that up? Like, how does something like that come to be?
No, I think that was his training. You know, he was training for the draft. I believe it was around Tampa, and I just think it was, you know, veteran guys around. And Schwartz is one to learn. I mean, he's very eager to get wisdom from NFL guys. So I think it was just a really good opportunity for him to get some wisdom. But, you know, like I said, he's very competitive. I mean, very competitive. And, you know, he's just wanting to improve. So he's the type that's going to find any way to improve.
Coach, when you look at when you're coaching kids and you know that they're, you know, they're going to Auburn or they're going to UCF and they're thinking about the NFL, and how do you balance that as a coach? Because, you know, your job is to win, but also part of the reason the kids want to play for you is because they want you to help them get to the NFL. How does that balance work?
Yeah, you know, I think every individual is a little different. And, you know, whatever the individual, whatever their goals and dreams are, you know, my job is to give them the factual information so them and as a family can make the decision what's best for them. And just from my standpoint, anytime you got players that are going to the NFL, I mean, that's good for them. That's good for our program. But you know, each individual is different. But you know, we're all for what's best for our players.
I'm sure you're starting to see some of that transitioning over at UCF. You loving your time there early?
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's a great spot. It's got great potential. We got 72,000 students. I mean, there's unbelievable potential as far as that goes. We just had 5 former players drafted in this draft. I mean, this is a place that, like I said earlier, it's been ultra successful, but I think it's even set up, you know, better, you know, here in the future.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.